the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Welcome to a 2022 first show of the new year. Very happy to have you here, and we are excited to be back and bringing back with us again, Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, and of course, our friends at Conquest Sense, Doug and Karen Roberts. They are off to the ATA show. We'll catch up with them when they get back from SHOT, a show that we were trying to get to, both shows actually, the ATA and the SHOT show this year, which is the Archery Trade Association and the big outdoor shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show in Vegas. One, I think, was in Indianapolis, the other in Las Vegas again this year. Both great shows where we pick up a lot of our guests, but with travel restrictions and everything else going on, I just thought it'd be safer. Stick around here, do the show from here, and we will get reports from the road. And don't forget, also this weekend is the Ultimate Fishing Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, going on this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A big event as well. And looking forward to getting reports from that. So many things coming up so fast that we're not going to be able to make it. But we look forward to going to Outdoorama coming up in February. So we'll have some tickets for that to give away, and we'll get down there live and maybe do some video down there as well. But right now, going to kick off the new year with my good friend Mike Green from Not Just Guns. Mentioned them briefly getting in here. And Mike, welcome. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Be here.
It's already started off very quickly for you, which is fantastic. And, you know, it's funny, we were talking about how, you know, with technology comes a new year, and you realize that sometimes I'm just a little old school. I have got a closet full of shotguns, but everything, I mean, people are really taking under the shooting sports and building their own stuff with the AR platform, which does not, people, stand for assault rifle, okay? Does not stand for that. But there are so many different avenues to get into it, and you guys have the pre-built, and you have, you know, the skills and the know-how to let people know where to go, how to do things, should they want to build their own.
Absolutely. Not only do we see a lot of customers come in and buy a base gun and then add, change, upgrade parts, pieces. They're like Legos for kids, Barbie dolls for men. I mean, there's more accessories and parts and pieces. But yeah, whether you want to build one or buy one and upgrade, change, modify, that's our forte. Whether it's for hunting, home defense, target, recreational shooting, long distance, doesn't matter. There's a AR platform for just about everything now.
Man, you know what? It's like I look now, and there's, I mean, I'm not the mechanically inclined, but the way they take down and the way they go together, a little practice, a little education can really help.
It can, and that, I'm glad you mentioned that. Just sat down with one of my instructors last night. We're working on the next 3 month schedules, but we're actually going to introduce a couple classes. One of them is basic AR 101. It's going to go over the nomenclature, the operating system, gas versus piston, explain what direct impingement means. We're going to go over all the parts, pieces, how it works, how to service it, how to build one. And then following that will be build your own AR class. So you can come in, sit down with a gunsmith and build your own AR and walk out of the class with the completed gun you built. Go shoot it.
Man, it's just crazy where things go. Like I said, I'm an old school shotgun guy. I've done a lot of upland game bird hunting, waterfowl hunting. That's the majority of what I've done. But now, I mean, because we can hunt in Michigan year round because of the population. Yep. There is a huge, and I mean big push for people to that are really getting into predator hunting, and I'll talk about your class in a second. But I mean, with that comes so many different options as well: night optics, suppressors. I could go on and on and on.
It could be a whole week's worth of shows. I mean, it's ridiculous how many topics fall under that. But yeah, when the laws changed and went from rimfire only after dark, now on private land, you can hunt with centerfire up to 6.5. So that covers your 6.5 Creedmoors all the way down to your rimfire stuff. So it opened up bolt guns, the AR-15 platform, and then obviously all the things you mentioned just increase your chances.
It is crazy. I look at these guys going out. I'm like, this is, you know, are you sure you're not like chasing the Yeti or something with all this stuff these guys are putting on their guns? Just because it's crazy how you can modify to help your advantage in the field against coyote. And they're great predators. Coyotes are great predators. They're very smart. But still, I mean, there's a population that really needs to be put in check.
Oh, they're sick. They're terrible. And it's I think there's some misconceptions to the whole thing. You don't need to spend a ton of money to get started in the sport. You really don't. You certainly can with thermals and night vision and all that, but you don't need to spend a ton to get out there and start actually hunting dogs, coyotes.
Now, I'm going to say this, Mike. I'm saying that you should go out and spend a lot of money to have all the top stuff you want. Because, by the way, by the time this show gets to my wife, it'll be a thing and it'll be okay. Right?
There you go. There you go.
We can justify
that. We encourage
it. Right? Yep. Mike Green is our guest. Not Just Guns is his shop there in Mason, and it's gone a complete, they've gone through a complete overhaul over there, and there's so much to see. I mean, be prepared to be overwhelmed, but at the same time, with your staff, with the people you have there, do not feel intimidated in the least, because every one of these people working there are there to help you. And that's the beauty of what you do there, Mike.
Well, thank you. I mean, we say it over and over and over. We're not here just to peddle product. I mean, we want to be your gun guys. We want to come in and answer questions and give you advice and not just peddle product. Anybody can peddle product.
Now, in the next segment, we're going to talk about your predator hunting classes you have, also the training center that you have over there. But first, I want to talk about the auction night, Wednesday night. You guys slowed it down a little bit for Christmas, but here we are. We're back. New year, new auctions.
Yep. We haven't scheduled an auction for this year yet. There's a couple reasons why. We've got software update coming in real soon, and we're getting things cleaned up and ready for that transition. And I've had two of my main auction guys that work off-site. Both were real sick with COVID. So between the holidays, COVID, and the new software, we've taken a few weeks off. And I'll tell you, it's made a big difference, because you take several hundred, you know, 300 to 500 invoices. Those are customers a week. And you slow that down going through the store, and we found that our walk-in customers are getting a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to restructure that. Got two new auction guys and two new store staff guys that are starting this week to try to balance that. I don't want to lose sight of our customers and the time and service they need when they come in. So we're kind of restructuring for the new year and trying to find a little more balance.
Well, I tell you, that's an admirable way to approach business. I wish more businesses would take that approach. I wish more of the people in the customer service industry would take that approach. And you know what? I'm not just saying that because you're here. I'm saying that because it's an everyday occurrence that I honestly believe that the customer service industry, what we receive for our money, has taken a hit. And that is why I'm so encouraged to spread the good word about Not Just Guns, not just because you're a sponsor, but because as a customer, having gone in there before, it's always been a pleasant experience. So we're going to talk more with Mike Green here in a couple of minutes. Find him, notjustguns.com. We're going to talk about his upcoming predator hunting class. Keep it here. It's Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here. Pick us up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can join us on our social media at Facebook, at Wild Michigan. Find us there as well. And back again for another year with us is Mike Green and the group from Not Just Guns, a great bunch of folks that it truly is Not Just Guns, as the name implies. You have everyday carry, you have knives, you have accessories, lots and lots of ammunition, and the expert advice and service that comes with it. And you are starting, Mike, to take on classes, and the first one, you've had a couple already and I've missed them, but I want to get out. January 14th, you have a predator hunting class, which we touched on a little bit in the first segment, but I want to talk more about it because, again, it's something that is catching on very big. But people like me, you know, if you've never done it, I mean, there's a lot that goes into predator hunting, but again, it can still be done minimally.
It can, and that's exactly what this is, a totally 100% free predator hunting clinic. Kind of think of it as a 101 to predator hunting, and it's put on by two pro staff members from Pulsar. Pulsar is the leading thermal and night vision company out there. Chris Kreiner and Kyle Gask Wilson come in and spend their time, donate it, to talk to everybody and kind of cover, you know, from A to Z of how to do this, what to do it, the laws, regulations, setup. An inexpensive setup to the highest tech, and you get to play with that stuff. We've got our shoot house set up into long, dark tunnels. We let you look through night vision with IR, thermals, get to see what this stuff is, play with it, pick these guys' brains, ask them questions. But it's a totally free, come and see what predator hunting's all about type situation.
Well, I'm already going to like this class because Chris Kreiner's in there. He's, he's a long-time friend of mine, a good guy, has done some a little bit of work in the outdoor television business, and it's been a while since I've seen Chris, but he is a truly decent guy and will be a good guy to learn from, absolutely.
We're blessed to have these guys donating their time. They're not getting paid. There's no kickbacks. They do it because they're passionate about it, and they want to share their knowledge. We're blessed.
That's awesome. And I'll look forward to getting Chris on the show to talk more about what they have going on before the event. Again, January 14th, Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Again, do not let the size from the street fool you. It is quite the big store on the inside with lots and lots of inventory. And again, this is going to be a great class with Chris Kreiner in there. He's a great guy. Looking forward to being there myself on the 14th. Now, the Great Lake Training Center that you have just to your, I don't even know how to look because it's south. Whichever way that goes, because I get so confused when I'm over that way, because when you get on 27 South, it looks like you're going south, but you're not. But you know what I mean? To the south of you, you are doing as live training, so to speak.
We are. So we do a little bit of everything. Just for instance, January 8th, standard CPL class, still a couple seats open in that. UTM Home Defense is January 15th, taught by Finest Hour. They come in, use the indoor shoot house. You're going to learn to navigate from one end of a house to another, how to handle intersections, tees, use cover, talk some home defense strategies, how to be pre-active, preemptive instead of reactionary. Great class. It gets force on force, so you're going to get to be able to actually engage each other with some airsoft or simunitions, super class. Then January 22nd is basic pistol orientation. This is a class that people kind of look over. It is for somebody looking to buy their first gun or has just new to owning a pistol. And it covers all the basics to get you ready to then go onto a range and safely shoot your new gun or make an educated purchase. or get you ready to take another class, a more structured class, you know, range command, safety, grip, stance, all the basics. And it's a $50 class, half a day, in and out, great information. Can't push that class enough. I think a lot of people could learn a lot of information to get them ready to take a CPL or a handgun one or whatever.
You know, Mike, I think that's very important too, and I appreciate, you know, the info in these classes, because there are a lot of people out there, I want to take a CPL class, I want to take a CPL class, but what they don't have is a basic working knowledge of handguns or firearms in general. Look, I'm all about encouraging people to learn about firearms, to get out there, to be protected and to protect themselves and to be armed. But again, the first line of defense is education and safety, because you're protecting yourself and those around you immediately more than anything.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's why I'm really glad to see these classes, to get people oriented around, you know, the working firearm prior to actually taking the class itself.
100%. And a lot of stuff people don't think about. Last weekend was medical, everyday medical, some basic medical training, how to handle, you know, a gunshot wound, how to do CPR, get your certification. I mean, that everyday medical class covers a lot of stuff. We've had students that have unfortunately had to use it out there from a car crash or an accident that happened in a shop or whatever. It's stuff that applies to what we do daily, and we offer that.
That's awesome. And again, it's more than just, you know, I want to buy a gun. Here's the gun you need. You know what I mean? That is an unfortunate case with a lot of places, you know, or my friend says, I need this gun, so I need to buy this gun. That's not the case. We want you to have what fits you. Have what fits your budget. Have what fits your need. You don't go to the dealership and say, oh, my buddy says I need this, you know, 5-liter Ford Mustang, you know, because it's cool, but I run a construction business. You know, it's the same thing. It really is. The work you guys are doing, Mike, I really applaud you for that. And is there anything else that we need to touch base on? Because, what hours? Probably should mention the hours and when you guys are available there.
At the training center? The training center right now is for classes only. We do have open range time for the airsoft, and what we do are clinics where you come in and work on some basic fundamentals. You don't need to bring anything unless you have your own airsoft. But right now, everything is on the website. I do apologize. We have a new website getting ready to go up, and that will have an actual calendar that will show you what's going on there. We will have more stuff posted over the next 2 weeks. We're building the schedule now. We've got some indoor tournament stuff going on with the guys from the Mantis system. That stuff will all be posted up there as we get it developed and date scheduled.
All right. You can also find him, notjustguns.com. Mike Green, thank you so much for joining us here on Wild Michigan.
Thanks.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pull tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks so much to Mike Green from Not Just Guns, joining us on the first segment of the first show of the new year. And we're gonna have a fun time this year, because you know why? I think we're finally gonna get some ice down here in the lower portion of the Great Lakes State, and the down to the dregs of Michigan. You know, us little guys down here, we don't get ice too often, but when you get out, we try and hit it hard. And we're going to talk to my good friend Norm Smith a little bit later on about tight lining. Also going to talk to Mark Sack, outdoor writer and pro angler here on the show. But first, I met a young lady over the summer that I was up north, up in Escanaba, traveling around with my wife and her job. And I was downtown looking for antique places to go to, and across the street, I see a place called Beaver's Lures. Now, how do you not walk into a place with a cool name like that, right? You're in Escanaba. There's a cool little bait and tackle shop in the downtown. I walk in, and it's really relatively new at this point. There's a young lady behind the counter by the name of Caitlin Beaver, and I said, whose place is this, your place? And oddly enough, she responded, yes. So I said, well, Have I got something for you? We're going to have you on the show. And I think she thought I was kidding. But I held good on my promise. And Caitlin, you join us now from Escanaba at Beaver's Lures. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And imagine my surprise. When I first met you, you looked like you were like fresh out of high school, maybe.
Yeah, I actually just graduated high school last year.
That's fantastic.
Fresh out of high school, definitely.
and you're up in Escanaba. I mean, look, you've got beautiful area for fishing and for just for being from Michigan. That is a great place. But you have this relatively new store, and I'm telling you what. I mean, I don't know how long you've been doing this or how in the public eye you have been, but you have quite a following with your store.
Thank you. Yeah. So I've actually been painting lures or making lures for about 2 years. And then Beaver's Lures as a brand has been about 1 year. So
now, how did you start doing that?
I've been in fishing all my life. I've loved fishing. And basically when quarantine started, I didn't have school. I didn't have work. I couldn't go anywhere. So I was just super bored. And I was still fishing, though. So I started making my own fishing lures, and it kind of just took off from there. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been because, I mean, look, I'm noticing on your Facebook page that you're selling out of this or you're selling out of that. And you know, I'm not sure how you're finding the time to paint lures, to make these jigs and whatnot, and fish.
Yeah, it hasn't been as easy as it was in past years. I will say that. But the weekends is where it's at.
Right. Now, have you noticed, what's your best selling? I mean, I know things change throughout the course of the year. You guys have it iced for a little while. But what is so far is the hottest thing that you can't keep on the peg hooks on the wall?
Right now, I'm actually having a hard time keeping our stubby jigs in stock, which are great for, like, your panfish, perch, crappie. Another one that's been really popular are the blade baits. You can use those year-round. So I would say the blade baits are, like, our top seller right now. I just came out with some perch rigs, and those have been flying off the shelves as well. So I got to get into gear and pump out some lures.
Well, you know, and again, I appreciate you taking time to talk with us because, I mean, it's a pretty important thing for you to keep, you know, the supply filled with demand. Look, there's a lot of people out there that are off work or working remotely that are finally finding more time to fish. And that's really going to be putting a bit of pressure on you to keep product on the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So like a lot of other wholesalers, I guess you could say, have also been having a hard time getting parts. So right now is when I definitely want to try and get into other retail stores. And we actually just got into Jay's Sporting Goods downstate. So that's been a big thing, trying to fill their orders, but it's awesome.
Wow. Wait a minute. See, I'm already at that point where I knew you when, and I didn't even had met you but one time.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Now, the color designs, I mean, it's, to me, I've always thought it was kind of odd how these color designs come about. I know on the Big Water, you know, they come up with things like Wonder Bread and Monkey Puke and stuff like that. And how do you come up with your colors? I mean, I know it's a lot of research, trial and error, but, I mean, is it just, hey, these colors look cool?
So a little bit of both. So I've done some research, obviously, like what fish, what colors pop out best for them. And then obviously as a fisherman myself, I kind of know what I like to use and what I've found that the fish like. So that definitely goes into it. And then every now and then I'll come out with like a random color that I think might look cool or something like that. So.
But I mean, look, there, I know there's more than just guesswork in there, but has there been a color combination that you've guessed at that you found really, really works?
I've definitely caught fish on all the lures. My favorite all-around color is the fire tiger pattern, and I call it fish crack.
Well, that's perfect because fire tiger does catch about everything.
It goes along with it.
Fish crack. That's awesome. Caitlin Beaver is our guest here on Wild Michigan. She's on Ludington Street in Escanaba. You can find them on Facebook, Beaver's Lures. And we had posted a link to your page when we got back. When we were up there, we posted it real quick because I said, hey, this is a cool place, check it out. And a lot of our guys downstate have been watching you very carefully because we have a lot of friends that are like the top tightliners in, you know, in the ice fishing industry. And it's weird. I don't know how Lansing has produced so many world champion ice anglers, but it has, and I don't get it. You know, coming from where you're at, I would expect it more.
Funny. Yeah, we've already got a lot of ice, and our forecast is like highs of 5 degrees, so it's going to be making ice.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been watching, like I said, your page, and the panfish have been doing really well. Without giving exact locations, what are your favorite areas to fish up there?
There's a few spots towards Crystal Falls that have been amazing. I will say that.
That's fair.
Otherwise, I like going off any of our rivers once they're froze. Of course, they're not quite froze yet, but those are definitely my favorite walleye spots off the rivers, and then panfish spots towards Crystal Falls.
Man, I was up there. It's been a long time. I've got a friend from up there. One of my good friends, Alan Gibbs, is from Escanaba. He's a radio guy, too. Actually, I think he's using his real name now, which is Alan Bjorn, but a guy from Escanaba and knows the area quite well, living in Florida now. Why, I don't know. But you know, I mean, there's so much to offer in your area. And, of course, what better place to put a bait shop down there on Ludington Street? And, Caitlin, if you don't mind, I want to talk to you a little bit more about Beaver's Lures and your shop. So if you want to hang on, we'll be right back. Does that work?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. We're gonna get Caitlin back here on the show in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a short break, find out what she has in mind for 2022, and find out what she's got in stock. Because we know for a fact that come ice fishing time, stuff is ordered like last year, and getting it this year may be a little difficult with supply and demand chain being so interrupted with the pandemic. But we will find out what they've got, and we know somebody now in Escanaba if we need stuff. And I know our good friend Norm Smith will be heading that way himself to be teaching some classes. Norm will be coming up in the next segment in the first part of the second hour of the show. So we're going to take that break here in just a couple of seconds. Find us online, facebook.com/wildmichigan. Also our website and the podcast at wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, also Conquest Sense. And my good friend Mark Farner going to be in concert in Flint in just a few weeks. Mark Farner's American Band. Of course, he is the voice, guitarist, and songwriter from Grand Funk Railroad and puts on a fantastic show. Got to hang out with him over the summer. Spent some time with him up in the Pelston area, and it's just an all-around great guy, and he's been a part of this show and a friend of this show for since we began 15 years ago, and so happy to have him on board with us as a friend, as a brother. And make sure to check out that show in Flint Town if y'all are around Flintoids. This is going to be a big show at downtown Flint, coming up with Mark Farner's American Band. Now we are back with Caitlin Beaver. Beaver's Lures in Ludington finally catch that damn fish. I love that. But now you and family must have got you started fishing, right?
Yeah. So I actually started fishing with my grandpa just because, okay, so I've got two younger sisters. So my dad obviously had to stay home and watch them because they weren't into fishing at all. So I went out with my grandpa and that's just kind of how I started. He says that as soon as my mom let me go on the boat with him, I was out there all the time. And I've just loved it ever since.
It's kind of hard not to like once you've done it or once you've tried to do it, I guess. I mean, some people, you know, find being outdoors to be a little taxing, but when it's all around you, it just becomes a part of you. And I saw a video where your sister hooked onto a nice steelhead. Has she caught the bug then after landing that?
No.
What?
I know, right? I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know. Is she adopted? I'm totally kidding. But seriously, though, when you hook into a steelhead, if you've never done it, and, I mean, even at a young age, that has got to charge your batteries a little bit.
I know. I feel like, for me, catching that one fish would just make me want to, like, drive to keep going out there. But it's kind of like more for them, I feel like. Like they catch a fish and it's like fun. And then they go out the next time and they don't catch a fish. And then they just think it's like boring, you know?
Kids. What do they know?
Right?
But I mean, you obviously, even at your young age, which I don't like to focus on because you're doing so well at this, your own business. And joining me here on the show, which is, I'm sure, can be difficult, but you have to have developed some of your own tactics, even at this part of your life, that have been very beneficial to you on the ice.
Yeah, so do you mean in terms of, like, how to catch fish?
As how you approach the ice, because everybody's different. I mean, there's a lot of people who go out there, drill a million holes, you know, I mean, yeah. What is your method for going out for ice fishing?
I guess I don't know exactly what you mean by that question. So, like, in terms of, like, when I think the ice is safe, how I get out there.
Better yet, are you a big believer in electronics, or are you someone that knows the lay of the lake and attacks it from that perspective?
So I do have a fish finder. I really like my fish finder. I would definitely say I do always use a fish finder. I like to use my one, if I'm going for walleye, I like to use my one jigging rod, and then I like to have my tip hook soap. That's mainly how I fish walleye. If I'm fishing panfish, I've just got my one rod, and we definitely have found some very good lakes over the past years. So it's been working out that way.
Now, if I'm walking into your store for the first time, I've never fished your area, let's say jigging for walleye, because that's something, honestly, I've never done. It's always been about panfish. You know, you bring up the occasional bass to the ice or whatever, but I've never really attacked the walleye on bigger waters like that. How are you going after them?
Yeah, so like I said, I've got my one jigging rod, and then I've got my two tip-ups. You're allowed three lines. On my jigging rod, I like to use blade baits. So basically, you let it hit bottom, and then you'll snap it up really fast, and they vibrate on the way up, so it looks like a wounded minnow. And then the walleye will typically hit on the way back down. Right now, we've been out a few times. We haven't had too much luck, but I've got a few favorite spots that'll be frozen soon, hopefully.
Well, that's good, and soon, hopefully, because we know safety is one of those things we always push here on the show. And gear, look, there are times that we need new gear or forget gear. You have a lot of, I see so much of it coming into your show, into your showroom, into your store there in Escanaba. What has been like the hot seller right now as far as the bigger equipment?
The bigger equipment, I would say definitely the Vexlars and then like reels. It's been so hard this year to get Vexlars. So as soon as I see them available, I make sure to get whatever it is. I have like one Vexlar left in the shop. I've got five Markhams on the way. Reels have been tough to get too for some reason. Everybody says like sold out at Walmart. The electric augers, those have been tough to get. But yeah, other than that, just kind of taking one thing at a time. I'll check every now and then each day to see what's available, but one thing at a time.
Right. And being a former store owner myself, I believe me, that's the best way to go, because it can get tedious, especially if you overdo it with stuff. You know,
yeah,
it can get overwhelming, and then you know, when things get slow, but the bills don't get slow.
Yeah, right. The bills never get slow.
Absolutely. Now, you've got your own line of apparel there. I see you have the Beavers Lures hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I mean, is it cool? I mean, I know for me it's cool to see people wearing my shirts or something, but I mean, it's got to be.
Awesome.
It is. See, it is.
We'll go out, like, fishing at one of our local boat launches, and almost every time I'll see someone out there with the Beavers Lures hoodie on, and it's just a great feeling. So, like, the other day, we were riding around, and it had just snowed, so everybody was out snow blowing. And we saw two people snow blowing with the Beavers Lures hoodie on.
Well, I will have to make it a point to send you up a couple of our Wild Michigan t-shirts, so you have them there for yourself. And because, you know, again, you can never have enough advertising in my world, right?
Yeah.
So anything else you want to share on the show? I mean, you've been at this like 6 months now. You're already a rock star. You're on the radio. Escanaba, everybody knows your store, and we're trying to get people up there. And I'll guarantee you, my good
Thank
friend
you.
Norman Smith will be teaching up there, teaching the tight line method of ice fishing, which a class you might want to check out yourself. We'll be up there to see you, because he's been following you on the Facebook as well.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Caitlin Beaver, BeaversLures.com is where you can find her. Escanaba, Michigan, right downtown on Ludington Street. And again, bright red awning. You can't miss the store, and a smiling face behind the counter. I appreciate you joining me. And see, and like I told you, it was going to happen. It just took a little time to get you on the radio.
Yeah, I really appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And I tell you what, I will give you a call after the show is done and let you know how you can hear it. And in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck fishing.
You as well. Thank you. We want to see lots of pictures on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah, they'll be coming.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Caitlin Beaver, Beavers Lures, downtown Escanaba. You know, look, man, I'm all about getting young people outdoors, hunting, fishing, enjoying this Great Lakes state that we live in, to educate them, to help them with safety, to get them pointed in the right direction. And apparently this is not one that's needed my direction at all. But I guess a little push to help people know where she's at and where their business is at up in Escanaba is very easy for me to do. But we love doing it, love helping people out. Thanks so much to Mike Green for joining us. Thanks so much to you, the listener, for joining us. And we've got a whole another hour coming your way. Mark Farner going to be in concert in Flint, which will be a big, big show. Looking forward to that. Speaking of Mark Farner, little funk stang to take us on out into the next hour, where we'll speak with Norman Smith and Mark Sack. Catch us on our website, which I'm redesigning now, at wildmichiganradio.com.